AMD does not cause blindness, presented by Dan Roberts, Director of Macular Degeneration Support. The pronouncement is well known. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, is the leading cause of blindness in senior citizens. Some organizations declare that macular degeneration causes blindness, or that donating to their cause will help them to put an end to macular degeneration's blinding impact. Macular Degeneration Support, or MD Support, strongly emphasizes that people can see with AMD. They are not, therefore, going to go blind, and telling them so can be seriously hazardous to their psychological health, quality of life, and motivation to seek treatment. In an effort to draw attention to this problem and to encourage greater sensitivity, MD Support gathered opinions from AMD patients about the indiscriminate use of the word blind as a description of their condition. Part 1 of this presentation describes the survey and the astounding results. Part 2 offers a solution to that problem. Dr. Colin Brander will describe clear and accurate terminology for the stages of vision loss, with the word blind defining only the most severe impairment. At its worst, macular degeneration will damage only central vision, which arises from the macular area comprising less than 5% of the total retina, but responsible for about 35% of the visual field. This means that an affected person will find it difficult or impossible to read, drive, or recognize faces. The peripheral vision, however, is left untouched. Many affected people move about with no assistance at all, and, with the help of both visual and non-visual devices, many lead independent, productive lives. What are the established definitions of blindness? 7 reliable online sources were consulted. These sources confirm that blind means without sight, unable to see, sightless, unseeing, without useful sight, and unsighted. And Section 64 of the National Assistance Act, 1948, in the UK, defines blindness as unable to perform any work for which eyesight is essential. A person who has been recently diagnosed with AMD does not want to hear the word blind used indiscriminately. He wants a clear appraisal of his prognosis, and that appraisal, by definition and by virtue of its unnecessarily incendiary impact on his emotions, should not include the word blind without qualification. To further support this issue, here are examples from 4 other respectable sources. From the University of Michigan's Kellogg Eye Center, macular degeneration alone does not result in total blindness. Most people continue to have some useful vision and are able to take care of themselves. From the U.S. National Library of Medicine and the National Institutes of Health, this disorder results in the loss of central vision only. Peripheral fields are always maintained. Although loss of ability to read and drive may be caused by macular degeneration, the disease does not lead to complete blindness. From the American Academy of Ophthalmology, patients can be told that although central vision loss is common, peripheral vision loss is rare. And finally, from the University of Alabama Department of Ophthalmology, ARAMD never causes total blindness. Persons with ARAMD, even its most severe form, have normal peripheral or side vision. If you know of someone who has ARAMD and has lost peripheral vision, this is not because of ARAMD, but because of another eye condition. And what do the people themselves say? A large opinion survey taken by MD Support showed that a strong majority of people affected by AMD do not think of themselves as blind and do not want the term to be used to describe their visual impairment. Most people who have had AMD for several years know that unless a secondary condition affects their peripheral field, they will maintain a fair amount of independence and unassisted mobility. They may have defects in their visual fields, such as blind spots, distortion, or scarring, that prohibit seeing with that part of their retinas, but personal experience and the facts of medical science assure them that AMD will not blind them. They are instead affected by visual impairment, also called partial sight or low vision. most agencies officially recognize the difference between a blind person and a visually impaired person. The United Kingdom's Disability Rights Commission Act 1999, for example, differentiates between blindness and partially sighted. The Blind Citizens of Australia differentiates between blind and visually impaired. These distinctions, like the definitions of blind and AMD, are well known in the eye care field and by those who provide information and support for patients. The only reason, therefore, that someone in such a position would purposefully interchange the terms would be for dramatic effect. As one organizational representative put it, quote, "A patient will get over the shock of being told she will go blind once she learns the truth. It won't hurt her physically, and it's a way of getting her through our door," unquote. If the word blind needs to be used to inspire a greater fear of AMD, then the disease must not be frightening enough in itself. That's good news for those who have it, and it happens to be true. AMD can be initially devastating, but the patient can ultimately learn that it is not something to fear. It is neither painful nor life-threatening, and it can be well managed with proper education and treatment. 253 people responded to the opinion survey put out by AMD Support. 87 were members of the AMD Internet community, 7 were members of a live support group, and 159 were residents from a total of 12 retirement centers across the United States. Each respondent reported having one of the following AMD conditions. 1% had dry unilateral AMD. 31% had dry bilateral AMD. 10% had wet AMD unilaterally. 31% had wet AMD bilaterally. And 26% had wet AMD in one eye and dry in the other. The respondents represented a diversity of years with the disease. 15% had lived with AMD for under 1 year. 37% of them had had AMD for 1 to 4 years. 39% had the disease from 5 to 10 years. And 9% had been affected by AMD for over 10 years. The survey presented 5 statements requiring the respondent to indicate either agreement or disagreement. The statements were: A. The term blind means no functional or usable eyesight in either the peripheral or central fields. B. AMD affects the macula or central vision only. C. AMD does not by itself cause blindness. D. As a person with AMD, I do not consider myself to be blind in either or both of my eyes due to AMD alone. E. The terms blind and blindness should not be used without qualification to describe a person with AMD. As for the results, 90% agreed with statement A, the term blind means no functional or usable eyesight in either the peripheral or central fields. 95% agreed with the statement AMD affects the macula or central vision only. 92% of the respondents agreed with statement C, AMD does not by itself cause blindness. 90% agreed with statement D, as a person with AMD, I do not consider myself to be blind in either or both of my eyes due to AMD alone. Finally, 93% agreed with statement E, the terms blind and blindness should not be used without qualification to describe a person with AMD. Comparing responses by number of years of experience with AMD yielded some interesting variations. The group reporting 5 to 10 years with the disease was significantly more likely at 96% to not think of themselves as blind, and more in disagreement at 93% with the other groups about using blind in connection with AMD. Possible rationales for this? 1, realization over time that AMD will not rob one of total sight. 2, eventual attenuation of the original dread that a diagnosis can cause. Another observation is that the group with over 10 years of experience showed a significantly lower percentage of agreement with nearly all of the statements than the other three groups. Again, the possible rationales are 1. Frustration with the length of time with the disease, 2. Frustration with aging in general, and 3. Blindness from a secondary, undiagnosed condition. The results of the MD Support Opinion Survey show that the vast majority of AMD patients do not consider themselves blind and do not want to be called blind. The message is clear, and hopefully it will be heeded. More important, however, is that people with AMD can use these findings to defend themselves against those who will tell them that they will go blind. To dispense that kind of false information is irresponsible. It can have grave emotional consequences that can lead to serious depression and even thoughts of suicide. It also blurs the line between people who are visually impaired and people who are truly blind, a distinction which all governmental agencies, experienced AMD patients, and especially blind people, recognize. Physical, emotional, and psychological health are all vital to the proper care of an AMD patient. In addition to ophthalmic treatment, the following needs must also be addressed. Complete and accurate education about personal pathology and prognosis. Accurate, truthful, and non-inflammatory public accounts and media presentations. And finally, an uninterrupted continuum of care from diagnosis to successful self-management, with the goals being greater confidence, continued independence, and a higher quality of life.